Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. You know, due to popular demand, for lack of better terms, I'm going to open the show in terms of the first couple of segments anyway with my friend Peter Grandich. Peter is a very, very well-known guy in the financial community. He's also getting to be a very, very well-known guy, for lack of better terms, in the social, i.e., or slash philanthropic community. Peter's working, in addition to providing his financial information through various sources. Peter is also working diligently in the New York, New Jersey area to help people from a social standpoint. Maybe a little bit more on that later. But I want to talk first about what's going on in the United States that I have to say is not really positive in my opinion. And I think that negativity is showing itself up in the price of gold. Why do I say something like that that may sound simple to some of you? Well, I think that the price of gold is a really good indicator of people's sentiments when it comes to the positive or negative aspects of society, whether you're talking about the social end of it or whether you're talking about the financial end of it. Gold continues to increase. We're in a three-week upward trend right now. I think that's because, from a fundamental standpoint, the chickens have come home to roost, for lack of better terms. We have a president who, in my opinion, is not acting very presidential, threatening to cut off talks with the Russians, threatening to cut off talks with Putin, point number one. Point number two, we have a major city in the United States that has now declared bankruptcy. Point number three, many of the financial experts slash leaders in our country are now coming out and saying the problem with the employment picture is very possibly related to Obamacare, in the sense that many employers are now hiring part-time instead of full-time because they don't want to deal with the Affordable Health Care Act, for lack of better terms. Pete, I've talked too much. The mic is in your hands, my friend. What do you think about all of this stuff?
No, I don't think you have at all, Al. I think I'm going to take it a little backwards. I'm going to tell you first what I think is preventing what you have spoken about and an assortment of other things. There's a mood on Wall Street led by the Don't Worry, Be Happy crowd that dominate the financial service industry that so long as the Fed is accommodating, stocks can't go down. And most people have bought into that. What you and I think more and more are saying is that no matter how much that mood is prevalent, eventually fundamentals override that, and now we have a bunch of economic, social, and political elements that are very, very negative that I think will negate after we get through the summertime. I still think there's a few more weeks left in the market to survive through that are gripping hold. You made a very good point. Politically, what can we point to in this president's administration for success on the political front on an international basis? I don't think much at all. Then we look at this situation that you speak of about employment. Well, many people will tell you, and there was a great article this past week that I posted from John Crudell in the New York Post, how even the people that once ran the BLS are reporting that the numbers are real bad and the real employment is 11% or higher. And the fact that so much of it is part-time now, and part of the reason it's part-time is people can't afford Obamacare. There are just a host of increasing bearish fundamentals that even with this don't worry, be happy crowd attitude, it's not only going to be hard for the market to go up, but I think people are starting to look back at gold for the social political aspects, let alone the things we discuss all the time. And that's why I think the gold market has seen the correction. It was severe, but long-term bull market remains, and I think it's going to go much higher over time.
Well, you know, Pete, we're recording this Friday morning at 8:11 Pacific Daylight Time, and gold is up a bit. Gold is up around 10 points or thereabouts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average isn't doing very much right now from a positive standpoint. So it would appear that without a doubt, people are really starting to at least consider the resource market. It's perhaps they're not jumping in hand over fist. Not perhaps. They're not jumping in hand over fist. But the fact of the matter is, I really have to say that gut level feeling, Pete, I really personally see a reversal in this market. And I'll tell you, we're going to get more into this in the second segment. But I want to stick on financial issues in this particular segment. But, you know, I think that some of the divisiveness that's going on in this country, and I have to say even around the world, I mean, you know, the Middle East is certainly a very polarized area right now. There's no question about that. And I think all of this stuff is playing a major role in terms of where people are looking to put their capital.
Well, and you know, when you bring up the Middle East, when everybody looks at a lot of countries now, Egypt and Syria, they've almost basically taken off the map the ongoing fact that what's happened in Iran and the inevitable Israel not being able to deal with a nuclear weapon. So there's just a whole host of political, social, and economic events, both here in the United States and abroad, that don't bode well for the general equity market and, quite frankly, are going to assist gold in its recovery and march back to new highs.
You know, it's a bit of a bittersweet situation right now with gold, because typically gold rises in price when things aren't really going particularly well. Witness back in the 70s with the inflation that we had, the out-of-hand inflation that we had going on then. Witness that today it's not only inflation, but there are so many other factors involved. You know, many people on our site, Pete, have said, we really, you know, we're bullish on gold, we're invested in gold, et cetera, et cetera. But we are really hoping that we don't see the events, you know, occur that would be necessary for a major increase in the price of gold, i.e. from where it is today to $2,500, $3,500. I personally would not want to see those events happen. How about you, Pete?
No, things that are bad out there, if gold were to skyrocket and suddenly be $1,000 or more higher, our general life that we even enjoy now, despite some will have dramatically taken a turn for a lot worse. So no, but you also can't be foolish enough to say, well, that can't happen, or I don't, because I don't want it to happen, it can't happen.
Yep.
You have to understand that. And many times it's not the fact of it happening, but the perception of it happening grows, and therefore certain things profit from it and certain things decline because of that.
Pete, I have to tell you, I am not happy with the way things are going right now, and I have to say that as much of a gold bug as I am, I'm not really happy with the way things are going right now, personally, but what are you going to do? You know, I am but one small, very cog in the wheel. There's not a heck of a lot of, you know, that I can do other than voice my opinion, but I got to tell you, I think we're coming to a point where people really, really need to stand up for some constructive changes. I don't think what's going on in our society right now, both from a business standpoint and from a social standpoint, bodes well at all for the future, Pete.
Well, you know, it just doesn't, and that's the negative. But right now, the Don't Worry, Be Happy crowd has convinced that the crowd is half full the cup. But I think we're starting to see, and hopefully you and I and some others have insight, that the cup is really half empty.
Well, we have to protect ourselves, and, you know, we don't give investment advice on this particular program, but we try to give opinions that will at least make people stop and think, you know. And I got to tell you, Pete, if you read the news today, and you know, when I say read the news, I mean go to as many independent sources as you can. Don't go to a source that has an agenda. Go to a middle of the road source, for lack of better terms, and read what's going on, Peter. I got to tell you, it's right now is a time that I think people really need to stop and think about what they can do to protect themselves and their loved ones. Pete, we got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. I want you to stick around. I want to talk about one other issue real quick.
Al Corland's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Peter is still with me in studio. Pete, I want to ask your opinion about something that I think, quite frankly, may not sound to some of the listeners like it's important from an economic standpoint, but I think it really is. I want to talk about divisiveness in this country. We have a huge amount of divisiveness in this country going on right now, and because of that, I think it is affecting the economy very definitely in a negative sense. What do I mean by divisiveness? Okay, I got to put it right on the table. We've got some racial issues going on in this country that are very, very serious, in my opinion, and there is, in my opinion, a certain amount of divisiveness within the African-American community. What am I talking about? Okay, let's go back to this Trayvon Martin case. A not guilty verdict was returned. A lot of people agreed. A lot of people violently disagreed. You got a couple of opportunists who have violently disagreed, i.e. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Friday morning, Jackson came out on the record and stated the following. Number one, Florida is basically an apartheid area. Number two, he's calling for a boycott of Florida. Okay, that's from Jesse Jackson. Al Sharpton is coming out and saying, I'm going to organize demonstrations in 100 major cities across the United States. Okay, a lot of people are getting fired up because of those statements. Other side of the coin, Bill Cosby came out, Charles Barkley came out. Just the opposite. They said, if you look at the situation from an objective standpoint, i.e. the Trayvon Martin situation, yes, it is an absolute tragedy that the young man was killed. No question about that. Absolute tragedy. Let's forget about anything other than the event itself. It was an absolute tragedy. But both Charles Barkley, okay, everybody's favorite former NBA star, at least my favorite, and Bill Cosby came out and said, enough is enough. You know, the law worked its course. Let's now continue on. Other people within the community continue to fire people up, and consequently, emotionally, and consequently, you have folks around the country, matter of record, being injured because of people wanting retribution. Peter, I don't like this at all, and I think it's a very, very dangerous situation.
Well, unfortunately, Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson have been part of this, what can only be described, certainly, and this is my opinion, but I suspect others have it, as race baiters for decades.
Yep.
They have done it. They have the name Reverend in them, but I very rarely ever hear anything come out Christian spiritual out of their mouths. But nevertheless, this is part and parcel of what they've done. During the same time, there have been an assortment of other incidents similar in nature into what happened, or worse, but of different colors, and yet there's nothing out of their mind. And I'm not just talking where some African Americans might have gone up on a white or Hispanic, but black on black. And yet there's almost nothing they do about that, and the reason they don't is there's no money in it for them in that. The media doesn't get all wound up in that. In fact, the media has already made jests and jokes of Bill Cosby and Charles Barkley because it doesn't fit the mode that they would like to have this continuing so-called events happening. But when we say it, the amount of people that are involved in this and protesting, it is an extremely small number, yet it makes news, and unfortunately the general media likes this type of news and likes to move forward on it. So,
well, sure, Peter, if I can just
unfortunately,
get
the Zimmerman news story is just one of many that the Al Sharptons of the world have used to propel themselves. And ironically about him, which many people have forgotten because I grew up in the area many years ago, he was involved with, ended up being a fraud claim. He was found guilty in a civil basis, was owed money. A man had committed suicide, other had lost their jobs, and he's never even paid that fine. But those aren't the things that the CNNs and MSNBCs are going to report on. They're going to continue to focus and show him marching and see him chanting because that's what they believe America needs to hear.
Well, I got to tell you, I think the African American community really, really needs to take a very hard look at some of their leaders. I mean, let's go back to Jesse Jackson. It's my understanding, you know, he wasn't exactly faithful to his wife. Point number one. Point number two. Well, I don't even want to get into it, but I'm just saying, you know, there are a huge, as we have a huge amount of very good people in the Caucasian community, and I hate to talk about race, but we have a huge amount of very, very good people in the African American community, but unfortunately, their actions don't sell advertising in newspapers. People buy newspapers because they want to hear about the devastation that's going on in the major cities in terms of the riots, etc., and consequently, the media to a very large extent, because I think that they are not entirely, but to a large to an extent, I think that they're revenue driven in terms of the stories that they cover. And having said that, the stories that they're going to cover are the stories that are going to sell newspapers, which in turn is going to allow them with a greater circulation to sell more advertising. Pete, our priorities in the United States are totally screwed up to a large extent. Would you agree with that?
In more ways than one, unfortunately.
Now, let's flip back over to economics just for a second. What are your thoughts about, A, the conventional markets, where they're going to go between now and the end of the year, and B, the precious metals markets?
I've stated for a very long time and reemphasized to my readers in recent weeks that the run in the stock market was ending, but there wasn't any reason yet to believe there would be a sharp reversal and go down. I suspect and have stated that we'll get through our U.S. Labor Day before any meaningful correction will take place. At that point in time, the economics should become clear that they've turned down yet again. All the talk of QE ending will come to an end, and suddenly there'll be a perception that the Fed is now behind the ball because of earlier stating that they were going to pull out of helping the economy. That, I think, is going to switch the cup from half full to half empty, and the market, I think, will have a substantial correction. At the same time, I think that will become extremely beneficial for gold, but by that point, gold should have renewed its up climb and should be challenging closer to 1500 as we get into fall, and this in turn will be beneficial for a move, and I think a move that will eventually take us back and make new highs, which will once again show that we are in the mother of all bull markets. We've gone through a real bad, severe correction, but we shook out every single ounce of speculation that 12 years of a bull market built up, and now we'll have another big leg up in gold.
You know, in summary, I just want to say one thing, summarizing the couple segments that I've chatted with Pete, and that is I very seldom get on the bandwagon to the extent that I have during the last couple of segments on issues in the United States, social issues / racial issues in the United States, but I have to tell you, I think that from a fundamental standpoint, what's going on in our country right now, and I don't want to repeat myself, but I think that from a fundamental standpoint, I think it is very, very negative, unfortunately, long term for the conventional markets. I think if you look at what's going on in the conventional markets, I think that yes, they're positive right now, but when you have people come out and saying that many of the actions in our country are wrong, they're hurting us economically, I think you need to really stop and think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Stick around. By the way, Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Pete Grandich, love him or hate him, and I happen to really, really have a lot of respect for the guy. I consider him to be one of the people in our industry that definitely has character, definitely has moral values, et cetera, et cetera. And whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he's a very, very interesting guy. I'm not really sure how anybody could disagree with anything that Pete and I talked about in the first couple of segments. But, you know, it's a free country. What can I say? Got another good friend of Pete's on the line with me right now, and a good friend of mine, Jay Taylor. Jay has been involved in the gold sector, as you guys are aware, and gals, since probably 1981 with his newsletters full-time, probably for the past 30 years or thereabouts. And Jay and I have, you know, we chat a lot. We're colleagues who bounce ideas off each other, and I wanted to get Jay in on this first hour of the show to talk about gold. You know, we talk about gold, Jay, every day on the show with regulars like Rick Ackerman and Peter Hug and Doc and some of the rest of them, and everybody right now is adopting a bit of a wait and see attitude. But as the trend in the price of gold has been upward, certainly at least for the last 3 weeks, I'm seeing a little more optimism out there for a lot of what I would have to say very concrete reasons. What are you telling your subscribers, Jay? I mean, do you share that optimism?
Yeah, I think we've either hit the bottom or we're close to a bottom in gold and silver. I'm more optimistic right now about the shares having reached their bottom. And I say that for a couple of reasons. One is that if you look at this, what they call the S&P TSX Global Gold Index, gold shares around the world, large and small companies, we've seen a bottom now that's a triple bottom over the last 10 years, essentially. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that index at prices at levels below where where it was when gold was $300 an ounce. We're seeing it go back and test successfully, seemingly test the 2008 lows.
Yeah.
So it in my way of thinking, it's hard for me to see much downside from here. And I am encouraged by some life being breathed back into the junior sector and the gold mining sector in general. The other thing I would say is that Bob Hoy just put out a piece earlier today that talked about the gold shares being the most oversold. There were only three other times in the last 100 years in which the gold shares have been as oversold as they've been a couple of weeks back. So it seems to me that that the gold shares are probably going to lead the gold bullion market back up. In 2011, it was the gold shares that weren't performing, as you'll recall. You know, we saw gold prices going higher and higher, and we kept saying, well, why in the world isn't gold and the gold shares participating? Well, I suspect that the market was foreseeing, looking into the future and foreseeing the possibility or the probability that, in fact, the bullion was going down and the gold mining companies were going to have a lot of trouble. I think the gold mining companies have learned a lot from this, and there's a lot of very rigid cost cutting that's going into effect. And there's some companies that I particularly really like, and one I'm going to be interviewing for my own radio show next week, and that's Sandgold.
Yeah.
And Sandgold, I mean, I picked up a bunch of shares between 9 and 10 cents recently, believing that that is a company that's getting their act together. I know I've felt that way before, and I've been disappointed. The more I look at that, the more I think, you know, at these prices at least, you know, I think maybe if you bought the stock at $3.50 or $4 or it's high, you might have a long time waiting for that to get your money back on that one, although I don't rule it out. But certainly at these levels, a company that survives and is lowering its cost, it has a dominant position in that Rice Lake Gold Belt, which really connects with the Red Lake Gold Belt, that where Goldcorp, same belt of rocks. This looks really good. So that and what they're really doing is some very stringent cost cutting measures, and they'll come out the other side much more efficient. Another one that's done extremely well, Al, and I think is going to be off to the races. It's performed extremely well. Is Dynacor, and you know that's a favorite of mine for a long time. But that's a little company that processed ore in Peru from all, there's something like 70,000 mining operations, mom and pop mining operations. They're licensed operations by the government of Peru, and Dynacor has been building their business over the years. They'll produce upwards to 100,000 ounces this year, but they have their own project called the Tumipampa project, in which they probably have something like 600,000 or 700,000 historical ounces, high grade underground vein system. But they started moving that towards a 43-101, and they started doing some sampling of that this week, and it's starting to look like they may have a very major discovery on their hands there.
Do you have shares in Dynacor?
I do in both of those, aggressively so, Al. I've been buying. I haven't bought Dynacor so much recently, but I've been buying Sandgold very aggressively recently.
Okay, full disclosure, because we got to do it. You know it as well as I do. Are these guys sponsors on your site?
Neither of them are now, but they have been in the past, okay. And there are all recommendations in my newsletter as well.
Okay, there you go. I appreciate the fact that you're bringing up some of the companies. I think I agree with you 100%. You know, I was looking at both the GDXJ and the GDX here recently, just within the last 20 minutes or so, and both of them are up. Again, today they have been up. There's been an upward trend in GDX and GDXJ for quite some time now. I think a lot of people are feeling that we perhaps have seen, for lack of better terms, a bottom in the resource sector vis-a-vis the stocks. If that occurs in during July or August, it's really going to be strong for the fall. Because, I mean, you know, you and I are a couple of old war horses in this industry, and we know that typically during the summer months, not a heck of a lot happens in the mining sector. I think it's going to be different this year, and I think it's already shown us to be different this year, Jay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know for sure, but certainly, I mean, it's just that there has been so much air left out of this market with I think shenanigans. I mean, clearly, I believe very much that there's manipulation of the gold markets. And as the boys from GATA will tell you, if the gold markets aren't manipulated, they'd be the only one that isn't. So, you know, we have a major propaganda operation in the United States that's aimed at keeping people conned into buying and believing in the dollar and the system.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a gigantic military that forces other countries to take the dollars. And so I suppose the game can go on for some time, but clearly printing money, and I'm looking and publishing a chart in my newsletter this week that shows the CPI going back to 1775, Al, right before our country was created. And, you know, we go along, we had choppiness all the way from that time up until World War II. And then after that, especially in 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold window, we have a hockey stick. It's nothing but a hockey stick in terms of debasement of the currency. And and this is not going to change. We see when the central bankers want to try to give us a head fake and tell us that they're going to withdraw quantitative easing, and the markets throw a hissy fit. And then right away, Bernanke steps back out and all the other Federal Reserve guys step out there and say, oh, no, we didn't really mean it.
Right.
We're going to keep printing money. So you can see there. I mean, the markets are calling their bluff. It's the Bernanke put, and, you know, stocks love it. But at the same time, you know, reality will eventually set in. And every time they create more money, they're creating more debt. And debt is, as because debt is the raw material from which money is created in a fiat currency system. And ultimately, to create more debt to try to solve the problem that is debt is just, it's just not going to work. So something's going to give, Al. And one thing that won't give in value is gold and silver. Those are monetary metals. You know, nature gave us those metals for money. And the politicians can try to fool Mother Nature if they want, but sooner or later, they're going to be unsuccessful.
Well, they are going to be unsuccessful. I want to point out an article that we put up on our website yesterday, Friday. It was from MarketWatch. Glenn Down sent me this article. The name of it is Sell Signal from Key Market Indicator. A market timing indicator with a stellar long-term record is now in the sell mode, and that's relating to the conventional markets. Jay, appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Peter Hug.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. I'm Al Coral. I appreciate you joining me. You know, Grandich had a lot of interesting things to say about his feelings about the gold market, and I certainly appreciate that. I want to apologize a bit in the sense that we perhaps got into some social issues more than I would like to, but I feel very strongly that social issues are very important, along with political issues, in being a factor as to the price of precious metals going up or down. As I said when I was chatting with Peter, I think the price of gold is a phenomenally accurate barometer of how people feel about how things are going on in the business world and also in the social sector of their lives. I have Peter Hug on the line with me. Peter's involved with Kitco. He is probably one of the best-known guys when it comes to opining on gold and silver. And I guess the first question, Peter, I'd like to ask you is, you think I'm crazy when I say that I think gold is a very, very accurate barometer when it comes to what's going on both economically and socially in society?
No, I'm in total agreement with you, Al. In fact, I believe it was either my first or second sentence of my blog this morning actually focused on that point. And I was referring to sort of Bernanke's comments yesterday when he indicated he had no idea why anyone would invest in gold, didn't understand the market. You know, typical rhetoric from a Fed governor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think gold is actually a very accurate barometer on how society feels about the quality of their leadership and the quality of their economy.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, kind of taking it to the next level, as I was mentioning with Pete earlier, in that I think that everything is in place. If you look at those factors, whether you look at the political actions that are going on or the social actions that are going on in our country, and it's getting worse and worse. I got to tell you, my friend, I know you're in California, but I'm not sure that there are parts of California that I probably would want to stay out of right now when you get actual public warnings about look out what may happen this afternoon, as CBS came out yesterday, Friday, and said, if you live in the Long Beach area, be careful because we have some good knowledge about some social unrest that could occur Friday afternoon. Now, you and I are recording prior to Friday afternoon, so we don't know if that happened or not, but just the specter of news like that coming out for me is rather frightening, you know. switching over to the economic side of it, MarketWatch came out with a very, very interesting missive that we posted on our site yesterday about how some very accurate forecasters are right now coming out and saying it looks like the bull is right around the corner in the conventional markets. Well, I'm not quite sure how we can keep the bear out of the financial markets vis-a-vis the conventional markets anyway. Comments?
Well, I think there is a way, and I mean, we've witnessed that way for the past 3 years, and that's just the Fed continues to pump liquidity into the market and keeps, and keeps the asset bubble rolling in the equity market and ideally in the housing market, and I think that's what they're going to continue doing. And I'm certainly not in the camp that there's going to be any withdrawal of the easing fix until well into 2014. But then you add on top of that some of the news stories. I mean, the story that came out with Detroit went bankrupt, and Chicago's debt rating has been downgraded tremendously because of the Detroit mishap. And I think that that type of contagion is potentially going to spread through the various cities in the United States. There's a number of cities that aren't in much better shape than Detroit was.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, Peter, we have a lot of dialogue on our site about reasons for owning gold, you know, and I have a large contingent of listeners who buy gold primarily because they think that there are tremendous profits to be made right around the corner, or let's say in the mid to long term, perhaps not right around the corner. I buy gold for an entirely different reason, gold and silver, and I want to stress I buy them both. But and the reason that I buy them is I could care less about making a profit 5 or 10 or 15 years down the road. What I care about is being able to sleep at night. And, you know, I buy gold, I guess I would use the term loosely, as insurance more than anything else. Give me a comment on that, would you?
I did a profile on investors that transact in gold, and I sort of look back, and the investor profile has changed very little over the 30 years, almost actually as of August 15th, it'll be 40 years that I'm in this business.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and you can break the buyers of gold into two, possibly three groups. And one group is what I designate as the trader, and they have no loyalty to the market. To them, it's irrelevant whether gold's at $600 or at $1,000 or $2,000. As long as there's movement in the market, they trade gold like they trade any other asset, be it stocks, bonds. And one day they're bullish, one day they're bearish. And I mean, that's just a trader psychology, and that's that is basically where my camp stands. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing for 40 years.
Right.
And then you have the investor, and I've always maintained that a percentage of your portfolio should be in a hard asset to protect against the uncertainty of what could happen. What I think has been misheard by the public over the past, again, as long as I've been in this business, is that pretty much every Tom, Dick, and Harry comes out and says, I think it's pretty logical that you hold 5 or 10% of your assets in gold. What they don't add to that equation is that you've got to recalibrate that position. So if you're holding 10% of gold when gold's at $800 and your other assets perform relatively okay, or even if they stay exactly the same, when gold gets to $1,900, just for the sake of everything else being equal, technically, your asset portfolio allocation on gold is no longer 10, it's now at 20.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sell 10% of your gold at $1,900 to bring your allocation back to 10. I think an investor in that mindset needs to figure out, okay, what am I comfortable with, 5, 10, 15, whatever the number. But then it needs to be reset and calibrated to market. And you'll find when you do that, when you do get these types of run-ups to $1,900, you'll tend to lighten up on your gold insurance at the higher prices for the gold market, and you'll increase your insurance when the gold prices are lower.
You know, it reminds me of something that James Turk has been talking about with me for as long as I've known James, and that's probably 12 to 15 years right now. You know, he feels that people should invest in gold, and he's obviously got a motive for saying this, but he feels people should just simply purchase a certain amount of gold every single month, because that way they maintain an average price. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. But I find what you say to be very, very intriguing, in the sense that, sure, if a person is comfortable with 10% of their capital, okay, to be involved in precious metals, then you're absolutely 100% right. It just makes sense. If gold doubles in price, lighten up. Now, the question I would have for you then, you know, as the price of gold goes down, at what point do you begin to buy again? Back when you're down to your original entry level? Or do you just set a price that would be consistent with the 10% figure of your portfolio?
I would set it as if you're comfortable with the 10%, I would set it at that 10% figure, and I would recalibrate my portfolio in gold the same way I recalibrate my portfolio in the equity market or bond market. You don't just buy equities or bonds and just forget about them. If you've done that in the bond market, you've made money at certain times and got creamed at other times. So whenever that recalibration occurs in your mind, it could be per annum, it could be every 6 months, it could be every 3 months. But gold as part of that recalibration should also be looked at.
I have to say I agree with you 1,000% on that. Last question, how do you feel the most effective way to invest in gold is? Bullion, coins, what have you?
I can't answer that question without asking a question first. And again, that question goes to the psychology of the investor. What is your primary aim in buying gold? Now, again, the trader that wants to buy gold strictly from a perspective of buy or sell gold, strictly from a perspective of capital gain, needs to stay away from the physical market, because the physical market carries spreads that you have to, first of all, overcome before you're even in a profit. You have storage issues. You have insurance issues.
Mm-hmm.
So from a trader's perspective, the best of vehicles to trade, if you have the stomach for the risk, are either the futures markets or ETFs.
Okay.
If you're an investor in gold for the long term, there's two classes of investor. One is the one that believes the world is coming to an end, and even to a further extreme, the U.S. government's going to confiscate your gold and blah, blah, blah. Now, if that is the case, there is no issue in buying physical gold, but then you need to analyze, why would you buy physical gold from a U.S. dealer? It's totally illogical, because if the U.S. government bans gold ownership, the first place you're going to go is to a U.S. dealer and get their records. So if you're going to buy physical gold because you're worried about the government, you need to buy it outside of the United States.
Very, very interesting point. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We just heard from Kitco's Peter Hug. We're going to be back with some additional information in the second hour of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.